I'm feeling again a little challenged on the internet, but Hashem, it should be okay. Okay, so this is not a necessarily a this is not a Corona shiur. Why not? Because the shiur you give every single year, just to clarify. I don't know if you've seen all the messages going across. The chief rabbi this year has allowed music. The others have allowed music. Someone said to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So I want to do today is I want to give a shiur. I really have two part shiur. One shiur is a shiur in general lachas sfira, okay, which applied this year's on the year in regard to music. And the second shiur will be something which has to do with really the rationale behind avelus sfira. Because I'll just point out that, you know, we as Jews, we really go ahead and we you know, we do mourn at certain points in the year. I'll tell you, for example, the 3 weeks and the 9 days are definitely a time of mourning. I don't necessarily know that Sevira is that time of year. As an example, I'll give you, and this is something that I usually speak about in Shul, the Beit Knesset, during this time of year. That's my opportunity. A lot of times, again, a Shaila, are you allowed to go ahead and buy new clothes, buy something during Sevira Omer? And the answer is yes. It's only during the 3 weeks, maybe there's a machlokes, until during the 9 days, that you don't want to buy something new because you don't want to say a shechiyanu, because it's not a great time of year. Sfira Se'omer is not that time of year where it's a bad time of year and a scary time of year. Yes, we are mourning Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. We have to understand why that is and what that's all about. Hopefully I'll get to that on Sunday. But it's not like, you know, we're scared. Even though, as I was praying to share today, it dawned on me that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died from a plague, and so we're in the middle of, but yeah, it's still, it's not like we have to walk around. I would be much more scared if we are dealing with this right around Rosh Chodesh Av. That would definitely be much more scary for me. But that being said, you can see me heading like that. I don't know. I'm not really sure how to keep my, okay, so anyways, so I would just say that we have to understand what the halachas of Avelis are all about. Just to understand what's going on, it's important to know what the halach is. Now, I want to give you, you know, a warning to understand that I feel Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed with a very strong Mesorah. Certain things with the Mesorah, it's a different world. And certain things, my Mesorah is very important to me. And one of those things that my soul is very important to me is actually the Avelis Sfira Se'omer. Now, I want you to understand, you'll see in this year, my father took the Avelis Sfira Se'omer very seriously. The halachas, that being said, he certainly was not as strict as they are today. So let's go through the halachas, and I'll explain where my father was very strict, very different people are today, and where he wasn't. So first, let's go see. So first of all, it's hard to know, it's hard to really pinpoint when this began. To say it began the days of the Chachamim is in the time of the Chazal is very difficult because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. By the way, it doesn't mean it didn't start in the days of the Chachamim, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara at all. So yes, Rabbi Akiva Talmidim dying is mentioned, but it definitely started in the days of the Gaonim. So if you look at the Torah, the way the Torah formulates it, it's very, very important. And by the way, I'm going to say something my father held also in the shir, but he doesn't, that's not what he expected of others either. But remember, my father was dealing with the minhag in Europe. So it says in source number one, the Torah says, Noagim b'chol ha-makomos, shelo lisa isha ben pesach latzeres. This was the original minhag. In other words, it's pointed out there were two minhagim, the minhagim developed. Okay, the original minhag was not to get married between Pesach and Shavuos. Bahatam shalol laharbos besimcha, not to have too much simcha. Shaba osar zman, because at that time, meisu talmidei Rabbi Akiva, the talmidim Rabbi Akiva passed away. Now, I want you to understand that a wedding is considered a simcha meruba. So, in other words, we have to be very careful when we start comparing things to a wedding. As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, I might have mentioned this. He says that when we talk about an avol, the avol is not allowed to go to a wedding. The Aruch HaShulchan takes an issue with that because it's not a wedding. To a Suda's mitzvah, because the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Suda's mitzvah is very important. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the really we're talking about a wedding because it's Simcha Merubah. But other Sudas Mitzvah would be okay. It's Aruch HaShulchan. My father had like that Aruch HaShulchan. I'm interpreting going to Bris. Now you said it again, depending what happens in Bar Mitzvah, that could, depending on what happens in Bar Mitzvah, that could definitely be very different. But the minute is not to go to a wedding, and my father was actually quite mocked on that. What does that mean? He used to go to a wedding, but his own personal weddings, he would not make during that time. What does it mean, his own personal weddings? I guess, I mean, he got married after Shavuos, but my sister was closest in age to me, so she got married, I forgot when she got engaged, but, you know, because of all the other issues coming up, the best time to get married was Lag BaOmer, and that year Lag BaOmer was on a Friday. I might have mentioned this in the past, it was on a Friday, and so they wanted to have the wedding on Thursday night. My father said, no, next is Yom Kippur, it would have to be on Friday morning. How my father would deal with the whole Halula of Shem Bar Yochai is a question. I might have a spin on it a little bit, but he said, you can't get married Thursday night. So then I said, well, maybe we can get married before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because my father's minig was not to get, he started the Avelis for Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So he says, no. He says either Lag BaOmer on Friday or Shoshim Me'agbola. So if Lag BaOmer is on a Friday, that means Shavuos that year would have been on a Monday, which means the Shoshim Me'agbola would have been from Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. He said he gave them three choices. Either you can get married Friday Lag BaOmer, Friday Erev Shabbos before Shavuos, or Erev Yom Tov. Those are the choices he gave. So they decided to get married on a Friday morning. You know, my mother, who was the one who was always concerned about the finances, thought it would be a much cheaper wedding because it's a Friday. Who's coming to a wedding in Chutzlars on a Friday? There's 550 people at the wedding. Everyone wanted to see a Friday wedding. But I'm saying, my father was very machped on that, not to have a wedding. He would go to a wedding. He was very machped. The reason why I say that my father never expected his Talmidim to do that, that's what he was machped on, I believe, because if you look, the Torah says, Noagin b'chol hamakomos, Shalo lisi isha ben pesach la tzeres. Shalo la harvos b'simcha. That's the idea. He says, okay. Then he says, the kasa of regeus dafkin nesuin shuikar simcha. Dafkin nesuin shuikar simcha avaleros melekata shabar dami. He says, then he says, if let's say, for example, someone gets married that time, you're allowed to go to the wedding. So if you get an invitation with someone that's not religious. Okay. And by the way, I'm not so sure how an Eretz Yisrael that would work. But whatever, you got an invitation with someone not religious. And they're getting married on, you know, or even someone is religious, on Zion year or Tessie year or Yud year, you're allowed to go to the wedding because we don't go ahead. We don't. He says, we're not onshin ourselves. Okay, well, you don't tell them to do it. He says, that's the psach of the golden. Then he says, you go on the tour, the third line, the yesh makomo shenagu shaloli stop here. There are places, there was a minute, not to shed, not to get a haircut. The Yesh Mestaper, and then he says some have a minute to shave the Lag BaOmer Ve'elech, because that's when they said Rabbi Akiva ate, Rabbi Akiva told me to stop dying. So you see, it's fascinating. According to Lashon HaTorah, and if you think I'm wrong, you can argue, chime in. The Torah mentions weddings by Pesach Latzaras, and when it comes to a haircut, that's where he brings down the minhag to go ahead and to and that it that it's only half the sphere, whether to Lag BaOmer, whatever. Whatever the minig is. Now, my question is, my father would get a haircut until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because actually, I'll start Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but I think when it came to weddings, actually, there's machmirah. But again, as I say, my father always told all his talmidim that they could get married, you know, whatever the minig is, it's fine. He says like this, and then he goes on and he says. And we'll see, it's a fascinating thing. He mentions the minhag not to do malacha from Pesach unto Shavuos, from Shkiyas Chama until the morning. And remember, that was the minhag back then. And obviously, in those days, I don't think it was a big deal if you didn't do malacha from Shkiyas Chama until the morning, because, you know, at some point after sunset, they stopped doing malacha anyways. Why? Because the Rav Givas died then, and because they were buried after Shkiyas Chama, so we'll explain what this means. So he says, so for that reason, we don't, and people are busy with the burial, zecher to that, we go ahead and we don't do malacha, fine. So, where does this come from? Where does it start? So we look at source number 2, in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, So he says, "Sha'altim lamei makachin katzim v'aslach saras imachis sharolav." So he says, because the Chuvah Zogonim says, you should know, it's not an Isser. It's Minig Avelis. All right, they quote what Chazal say about the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, 24,000. He says, and they all died of Misa Mishuna, a type of asthma, I guess, Sakra. He says, and for that reason, he owes to Shava Elech. So according to Chuvah Zogonim, this started from the time of the Chachamim, from Chazal. He says, Nagu the Shalom Liknas Behen. He says, you don't make an ass. He says, that's the idea. So Chuvah Zogonim says that it started from the time Rav Kiva student died. That's what Chuvah Zogonim says. Okay. He knows I mentioned the Chazal. The Ritzkeyus, who I believe lived around the year, between the year 1000 and 1100. He was close to Shmuel HaNogad, I saw. So he says, U'minag v'chol Yisrael, shalo lisi ish pesel chatzaras shavelis. It's not usher. He says, and he also says the same idea. We also have Elach Nagu. So we see that the earlier books basically feel that this custom started in the days of Chazal. He says like this. Now, if you look at source number 4, the Rokeach finally says like this: Minag she'ein nosin ben Pesach Latzeres l'fishi yomim elu. The Rokeach lived in the time of the Crusades. He says you don't get married in these days, because in these days what happened was it was the Magepa, and there are those places that get married until Rosh Chodesh year, and afterwards they stop. Okay, so again we see finally, but here he's not talking the second half of Lag BaOmer, he's talking about the first half of Sfira, until Rosh Chodesh year. So he's matir. Now if you look at the Shiboi Aleket, and I think the Shiboi Aleket is, it's not really relevant to our Shira, but just fascinating when he says like this. So it seems in the days that the Shiboi Aleket, the minig was that women did not do malacha. Okay, it says Mashinagu Hanashim Shulas Malacha Lachar Shkiyat Sachama. He is told Matam because Mekiva Eger's Talmidim died. He says like this. So the question is, what does that what do to women? So he mentions. Okay, again, I'm just quoting Chazals here. Some we can deal with that. I guess on a certain level that since Chava, gave the fruit to Adam, and therefore she got the ball rolling in terms of death. In the days of Chazal, it used to be the ladies would go to the mason first, okay? Because they caused garma misula olam, okay? So he says, and therefore, what happened? So when Rabbi Kiva is Talmidim passed away, and remember, 24,000 people died in Pesach and Shavuos. It was a lot of lachats. And if you're reading what's going on in New York with all the kfuras, and I saw somewhere that they need people to rent out of this true, that people that rent to lend vans, he says, that's nothing compared to what was going on there in Hebrew's Talmidim. And every night the ladies would go, and they wouldn't say it's too much. So he says, the reason why the ladies don't go do malacha, he said, was to really remember how the ladies dealt with the dead in the days of Rabbi Akiva, right? That's what he says. He says, Zecher to Nashim Sikonios, they live in that door. Okay, so he says, so he says, and then he mentions the Yesh Mekomos, Shenagu Shaloli Histapir La'achar Pesach Ad Lag BaOmer. And then the Shavuot Lachit also, he says, okay, because of Rabbi Tavid and Rakiva. So it's fascinating. What do you see here? You see, again, he mentions not to get a haircut till Lag BaOmer. When it comes to marriage, he goes and he says between Pesach and Shavuos, all right? And therefore he says, and then he says, there are those places that have a custom until Rosh Chodesh year, but once Rosh Chodesh year starts, they don't get married. It sounds from his lashon until Shavuot. I'll try to explain on Sunday why this is. What it seems as we get closer to the Shavuot, the more intense it is. Okay, besides the fact that it's Chodesh Nisan, it seems more intense. Okay, so you see the same idea that Tuvin Hagim, and we're definitely more lenient when it comes to getting a haircut as opposed to a wedding. And as opposed to Minig Eretz Yisrael, which in regular years, I believe, Rabbanut prefers to have weddings after Lag BaOmer, and I think all the Eidut here have proposed before Rosh Chodesh Shiyar. It seems the minhag days of Rishonim, this is all minhag, as they said, was to actually allow sometimes weddings to Rosh Chodesh Shiyar. Okay, he says like this. Now, he says, then you have the Sefer Minhagim already, that they would, Lefichach Nagu, Piksas Vekomas, Lassos Nesuin, La'achar Lag BaOmer. So you see how things develop. And he says, if you look to Marit, so again, Minhagi Ashkenaz, he says, in Pesach Latzaris, you don't get married, you don't have a haircut, you don't do malach after she gets a chamah, of a kibbutz talmidim, the yesh mistab Lag BaOmer Leilech, because that's when they stop dying. He says, and now the minhag is to get married after Lag BaOmer also. And then he says that we say Avarachamim in all the Shabbosos in Pesach and Atzeres, even when you Yavarach the Chodesh, we're going to say Avarachamim in the house this week. Rosh Chodesh is Shechol B'Shabbos. I didn't look in the calendar, but I believe the Rosh Chodesh is on the Shabbos this year. Is that correct? On the Shabbos this year, Rosh Chodesh year? So, yeah. So we're not going to say Avarachamim. So he says, but I didn't say it in Bruna, but I believe that's the minhag. Anyway, but what are you? We haven't had it in a long time. About 10 years, this hasn't happened. But what we see from here is what you see is the idea that we see also how things started developed. Right? He says that first they didn't get married in Pesach and Shavuos. Then they added a minhag of not having a haircut to Lag BaOmer. And then they said they went away. They minimized the minhag. Getting married also until Lag BaOmer. Again, it all depends on minhagim change. But my father is very mocked because it must be where he was in Europe. That's the way it was understood. They didn't get married in Pesach between Pesach and Shavuot. Lag BaOmer chose Megbalah. He says fine, and then you see. He says fine, and then you see the same minhagim, the same idea. The Maril, which is the source of many minhagim Ashkenaz. So in source number 9, just want to go down a little bit. Source number 9. Sorry, I can't see it. It's number 9. He says the same idea. Okay. And then you look at source number 10. He says, first he says, you shouldn't get married to Pesach and Shavuos. Then he quotes the Mari Segel, who basically, here's Giluach, by the way, that he says, in Isser Giluach and Pesach for Lag BaOmer, even shaving. He says, and some are knowing. It's fascinating. Look at source number 10. The Yesh Nogin Behechbe, Heter Kodem Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Some are knowing quietly to go ahead and get a haircut until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then I saw Prince, he saw that Noeg, Marash, Stein, Yoshev, Oppenheim, three parcels from Magenza, and he would go ahead and he would trim his beard before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, before he went to the Masifta, before he went to the Yeshiva. He wanted, why not? It's fascinating. He says, in this way, he said, Veloyer Gish Be'emets, and the Rav Din Nashni, when did I shave? All right. However, the Maril Segel, he was known himself not to be the legs of Hamilton or regular Shmuis. And also, if Lag BaOmer fell out on Sunday, he wouldn't give a heter to do it in Erev Shabbos, even though we do that. He says, so that's the idea. But it's all Menhagim. We know that Lag BaOmer fell on a Sunday, we get a haircut on Friday. But he says, if you see the Maril, and so I mentioned this, he mentioned the minhag not to give anything Pesach and Shavuos. And then he mentions the idea of Isser Giluach to Lag BaOmer. So you definitely see there's a difference. Now I would just add, by the way, I once was friendly with someone who, I mean, I think he knew Kabbalah, and he told me that Alpi Kabbalah, you're not supposed to get a haircut all of Asfira until Erev Shavuos itself, and then you're supposed to practice Din. Yavura on your head and Rachim on your beard, and I'll show your beard, something like that. So I'll pick a bow also. So if you look at source number 11, is the Shulchan Aruch. And look at Shulchan Aruch, it's a fascinating Lashon. Shulchan Aruch says like this, Noah gim shalom lisa ishi and pesach latzeres ad lag baomer. Why? So he says, vein pesach latzeres ad lag baomer. which you know, if you go ahead and you look, it's fascinating because it seems to imply that Zeminig not to get married in Pesach Lanzeres, all right, until Lag BaOmer. So he says, so what does that mean? So he says, so I think what it means is that he says, and when it comes to this next sif, it says, no, you should stop on Lag BaOmer. Why? Okay. So he says, so when it comes to getting married, he says, lo lisi shalatachzer ad Lag BaOmer, come to Shetish, you're here, but he says, ad Lag BaOmer. We stop there. I think what it means is because the original minhag of getting married was the minhag to keep in mind from Pesach until Atzeres. That was the original minhag. And then they minhagized to Lag BaOmer. But the original minhag of not getting a haircut, that was probably to Lag BaOmer. But you see in the Lashon Shel Aruch that he seems to imply the idea that if a person should, they can should extend the Pesach Atzeres to all of Atzeres. And that's in his Lashon. Okay, now, if you look at source number 12, in source number 12, Chag Yaakov says that it's written in the Mahagim, right? He says that Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Shabbos. You're allowed to get married. It's not on Shabbos. Okay, fine. He says, and then he quotes Leo Zuta, but when to get a haircut, he says, everyone goes according to the minhag, right? And since it's a minhag, you don't be machmir. All right, now. So he says, so that's fine. So the point that I was just trying to say is that there are definitely many different minhagim, okay, what to do. And just to keep in mind, you know, you can't compare the haircut and shaving to something else. Now, I would just add something else, which I'm going to clarify more on hopefully on Sunday night, is that we find when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, we're definitely very makel when it comes to Sabelis in many different ways. First of all, as you see, it seems like the minhag of getting married, we changed. It was changed over generations. That's number one. Number two, it seems that whenever there's an excuse to not have the Sabelis, you don't have the Sabelis. For example, I'll start off like this. Yom HaTzmaut. Okay, I celebrate Yom HaTzmaut. I have no problem, at least from a lachic perspective. I have no problem from a lachic perspective going to the neighborhood chagiga they have in the sports complex. I prefer to stay home and learn about Eretz Yisrael, but whatever. Sometimes I have to show up there. I have no problem luckily to go there. Lag BaOmer for someone like me is my original minhag, and I still try. I haven't really has passed on to my kids because Eretz Yisrael is different. Is to keep from Rosh Chodesh Iyar or Rosh Hashanah Me'akbala, right? The Lag BaOmer is a day of celebration, all right? And the Reis Me'akbala Spiras HaOmer. And I've heard also someone once told me that when in Chevron Givat Mordechai, they once had a dedication of a building, it was during Spiras HaOmer, Talmud told me they had a band there and everything. So the bottom line is, when Spiras HaOmer, if there is a special day, something which is very special, so then you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to have a party. In other words, the laws of Avelis on some level are definitely suspended. I got married during Lag BaOmer itself, and Sheva Brachos is regular. Now, what happens if somebody, I think even one Sheva Brachos to his music? Now, it's true. I it could be, maybe it was in Toronto, and in Toronto, most people keep the first half, but my father-in-law, myself, my father, we both kept the second half of Sefiras HaOmer. That's my impression. He says, but I think that's in general, we don't make any limitations. I think when it comes to the 3 weeks, we would make limitations. We would still have Shabbat brachos, but I think we would make certain limitations in terms of music. So we see that Sefiras HaOmer is definitely very different. And you see that it comes to this, we change things also. So we have to explain why that is. I'll deal with that on Sunday. What I want to talk about today is this business of listening to music, all right? And as I say that, I have to tell you that there's something I do every year, but it's always important to know the halacha. Is it really usher to listen to music, recorded music, you know, started off, you know, when I heard it the first time on a phonograph, record player, cassette tapes, MP3s, YouTube, is it usher or is it mutter during Sefiras HaOmer? So I'll tell you that So what's the answer? So if you look at source number 4, source number 13. So Pesachet Shuvas, he says, Avalasa Rikuna Mecholas Nagu Isser, if a person has an engagement party, which is allowed actually, a Shiduchim is allowed, you can have a wedding. And Rishon said that, he says, it's Minig Asser. Uminig Yisrael Mechol Atar Va'atar, Lo Lishmo Nagina Mikle Zemer. Vafu below Rikuna Mecholas, Vasulip Rosgeder, Ubechlal, Klezemer, Gam Shmir, Shir Negudim, Ham Lotim, Tate, Ukadoma. He says, and some say, Imashir Vapet. So I have to tell you, that there's no question. I think Moshe Feinstein says it. I saw one time where Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you're allowed to have songs that are, you know, that are more songs of neshama. My father held my ikur hadin. It wasn't a problem. Okay, what's the problem? He says the Gaonim said two things. One thing is a haircut, and as we know, my father's shita was, and my uncle's shita was, that shaving, a person who shaves every day is okay. And my father held a person should certainly shave. The covered Shabbos, I understand that even I think of Aaron Lichtenstein, who was my uncle's Talmud, and he had a lot of influence in the army. And you know, when the boys come to the army, you have to shave every day. However, you have a heter that someone who is a dati can say, I don't shave during the 3 weeks. I don't shave during the Sfiras HaOmer. The problem is, let's say a boy who during the 3 weeks and during Sfiras HaOmer, doesn't want to go ahead and doesn't want to shave during the week because his fear is over. With Kavod Shabbos, he wants to shave. The father, my uncle, held he should shave with Kavod Shabbos, and even during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. So the thing is, you come in, don't shave once a week. The Mepaked might not like that. So he was able to put his influence in, I think, during Sfiras HaOmer, that a person could shave with Kavod Shabbos, only Kavod Shabbos. And he wanted to do it during the 3 weeks also, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told him not to do that. In regards to Sfiras HaOmer, the Chassam Sofer wanted his Talmidim to shave also the Kavod Shabbos. We see that Sfiras HaOmer is a more kal. Okay? And my uncle and my father pointed out that the veil of Sfiras HaOmer is like good base chodesh, and just like good base chodesh, a person can shave. You can shave every day during Sfiras HaOmer also about a problem, and during Kavod Shabbos, and you should shave. Figure out you don't get that you should shave. But in terms of, that's in terms of the haircuts and shaving. In terms of other things, my father said all Chazal said was a wedding. The Gaonim was a wedding. Okay, they might not have had cassettes in those days. They might not have cassettes in those days. They might not have had record players in those days, but they had musical instruments. So how come this? And yes, Jews did play musical instruments. As a matter of fact, I think they say that during the Spanish expulsion, which happened around Tisha B'Av time, the Gedolim in Spain were matur to listen to music. And there wasn't a phonograph, even though it was during the time of Elis. I heard this once because it was such a time of such sadness. But the Gaonim don't say anything about musical instruments being usher during Sfiras HaOmer. So my father said, what's usher is anything comparable to a wedding. That's all that's usher. What's comparable to a wedding? What's comparable to a wedding is a Simchas Mereyas. What is Simchas Mereyas? If you have a Simchas Mereyas, like they say, by the way, if you go ahead and you actually have an engagement party where you have live music and everyone's dancing and everyone's levitating, that definitely could be an issue with live music. But he says, where a person's listening at home, where the family's at home and there's music playing, that is not usher. That's not usher. That's what my father said. Now, the interesting thing, if you look, so what do they bring down as a source that music is usher? Well, listen. As I say, great Gedolim and Poskim say it's us. Okay, so who am I? Baruch Hashem, I feel very strong about the Mesorah. He says, it's source number 14, they quote Aruch HaShulchan. So what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? So he says, Ligud Nochach Kol Yisrael, not to get married, because of the Shavuos, and just make them as Nesuna Mitzvah, not a Nesuna Mitzvah. He says, and even though by Avelis Gemura we're Mekil, but he says, when it comes to, when it comes to Sfira, we're not Megill. He says, but it goes on like this. And he says, Harrison's fine. He said, Dushiduchim, and right, Tnoim is okay. He says, Achlo Berikudim Mecholos. He says, the Kol Shikain Shastel Zamrech Lezemer. Right? So what does he say? They say, Bin Aruch HaShulchan is the Klei Zemer Zasar. But the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about a Suda. He's talking about a Suda. That's all he's talking about. And if my father held listening to music, was definitely mutter. It's not a problem, it's simple to raise. I'll tell you where my father was Machmir, where the world is not Machmir. And my father was Machmir. He said, yes. He said, people should not go. I don't think it's relevant here in Eretz Yisrael, but he said, people should not go to baseball games during Spira. He would never let me go to baseball games during Spira. And I have to tell you, I grew up in Chicago. So the simcha of a baseball game is not because the Cubs won, because the Cubs usually don't win, all right? Actually, maybe they did, because that was early in the season. They always used to blow it in July. I say, because my father, by the way, never went to a baseball game, but he said a baseball game is simchas mareis. You get a lot of joy and pleasure from people that are there. You go to a game just by yourself, wouldn't be the same thing. So that's the idea. So simchas mareis is usur. You know, and my father held that in regard to the 3 weeks and the 9 days. And, you know, I have to tell you, it's a crazy thing, because in America, very, very frum Jews go to baseball games during the 9 days. And I still don't understand the hashkafa of it. I don't understand the hashkafa of it. But I say, my father held, his line was, a simchas mareis is usur, not a simchas mareis is mutter, and therefore there is no problem listening to music during Sfiras HaOmer. Now, so what does that mean? I've always said to my kids, and people have asked me, listen, question is, how do we feel the sphere? So we don't go to a wedding, not the end of the world. We don't get a haircut, not the end of the world. We don't shave, if you don't shave. So I said, on some level, I said, we should feel the availus in some level, so maybe we should cut the music down. But I always say, if you're doing something, a certain work, you're driving in a car, it makes it easier to listen to music. It's not listening to music you shouldn't do, not because of halacha, just because you want to feel the availus sphere on some level. However, if someone's doing work, running or whatever it is, and it's easier, then it's okay. Then it's not a problem. It's mutal b'din, and you can do it. This year, I understand, many rabbanim said it's mutal legamri because what's going on, but you don't have to go there. The point of the shiur is to say that, according to my father's mesorah, if you go to a wedding, there is no isser at all to listen to recorded music, because the whole isser is simchas mareis. So that's that's why, because whatever he said, he compared to the original takana. What was the original takana? The original takana was to go ahead and the original takana was a wedding simreis. So simreis was usher, something else which is not usher. Like for example, even during the year of years of avelis. So my brother did the same thing. And listen to music, or whatever, but if we were doing something, you know, and it made it easier to listen, so we'd listen to music here and there, you know, for that reason. But again, during this year, there's certainly no reason to be machmir. All right, so that's the, that is what I wanted to speak about tonight. I hope on Sunday to speak more about what the Avelis sphere is about, given this year before, but I think it's kedai to go over it every few years. Any questions before I sign out?
Shkoyach.
Yeah, okay. All right,
fine. Okay. Yeah. What about putting on music in the house to get the kids to exercise? They'll start dancing.
And every single year, that's fine. And I would tell you, even during the 3 weeks until the 9 days, I think that would be okay. All right, no question about it.
And they're dancing, saying like running around, Lebedick.
You don't call what a family does a simchas mareis. You know, so you know when I was in Lavi for 7 years. I was once told, I always get shyless, you know, what can the campers do, what the campers not do? You know, it's very difficult. What do you do? So one of the people who was there, one of the directors, he was one of them, Baal Halacha, he said to me, summer camp is a chetza of not healing the 3 weeks or 9 days. It's just impossible. Why? Because when you go to eat a meal, it's simchas mareis. You can't help it, right? So you can't call a family. You can't call a family something which is not the simplest. You can't call the Ashkenazi the simplest race. So I sat down with my family to go ahead and have dinner tonight. We actually all sat together, right? It's not the simplest race. It's fine. So in other words, I think what the kids do in the house, it's not a problem. It's certainly fine, especially for younger kids. Remember, this is what's usher. So it says a simchas mareis. What a family does is not a simchas mareis. That's that I think is clear. Okay, mm-hmm. Especially for little kids. All right, especially little kids.
So, isn't Rav Moshe coming from the perspective that he holds listening to music all year round is usher?
Yeah, Rav Moshe finds that he holds listening to music all year round is usher. It's true. I just looked at the shiva today. That's where he's coming from. Sure, no question about it. There's no question. He has, because he holds like a clay shear and for sure. In general, everyone is actually mach when it comes to this. But I would just say that people are being matir, and I think in general, as I said, it's important of halacha. Halacha is that is mutter. That's the halacha. You know what I'm saying? That's the masorah I have. So I think it makes a lot of sense. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Everyone have a good night. Good evening. Let's go.